Can you legally hide behind that keyboard? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A judge in Idaho is now considering whether an anonymous commenter can be outed for posting an allegedly libelous comment about a local political figure. And yes, I know what you're thinking. The whole point of the internet is for anonymous commenters to post allegedly libelous comments about political figures. But one Tina Jacobson, the head of the Kootenai County GOP, says what this person posted about her goes too far. Last February, on a blog hosted by the local paper, a reader going by the name Almost Innocent Bystander posted a comment questioning whether $10,000 allegedly missing from the Kootenai County Central Committee might be, quote, stuffed inside Tina's blouse. It was apparently intended to be a humorous comment because Mrs. Jacobson is not a small woman. But she found it malicious and embarrassing in addition to being untrue and demanded the newspaper reveal the identity of the commenter so she could sue that person for $10,000. The paper, of course, has refused. In the meantime, even though the original comment was quickly removed, the suit has attracted a whole crop of new comments. Quote, strange, the suit is asking for $10,000 in damages, the same dollar amount that was claimed to be missing. Quote, how's your Nixon impersonation? You might have the jowls for it. Quote, please, no more pictures of the plaintiff. Especially not after dinner, unquote. If this subpoena goes forward, and if it sets a precedent that online trollers can be sued for libel, I predict America might actually run out of lawyers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.